Hello, this is Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand for the 21st of February, 2006. Oh, let's see. The computer saga continues. Been on the phone Friday night. I was on the phone with HP Technicals on the phone. Thursday I was on. Friday I was on. Yesterday I was on. Got a real doozer yesterday. He was a real geek. Caused more damage than help. Finally got that stuff straightened out, and now I'm a user of Norton antivirus, which I didn't want to do. Actually, I didn't want to have any sort of virus protection on that computer yet. I hadn't decided on what I wanted to do yet with that. And I had not had any problems with viruses on that computer, as far as I know. So, still no TV. Still cannot find any research on it. I don't know what the deal is. If it's a cable company thing, or the card is European or something, if it's PAL, so NTSC, I don't know, but it really pisses me off. Just got to set the cruise here, got like a Jag coming up behind me, I think. Is that an old, I think it's an old Beamer. So, anyway, that's that. Today I spent most of my day working with a computer guru at work, getting, what is this thing? Is this a Jag? What is this? It's gonna run me over. Getting some things straightened, maybe it's a Bentley or something. Getting some things straightened out. This is actually kind of fun to work with somebody. Didn't get a whole lot done on my end, but it was fun. So that's that. Talked about computers and mainframes and stuff like that. And what else? What is this thing coming around me? It's missing some chrome. Some chrome's coming off. It looks British, I'll tell you that. It looks British. But it's green. Making noise. It's a Jag. An XJ6 four-door. Puke green. Probably a mid-80s car. Let's see what else is going on. Today I got an email from, I'm probably going to butcher this name, Adama. A singer-songwriter, and asked me to go ahead and see if I had any interest in playing her song on a podcast, and I believe I'm going to do that. I did find one song that I did like off of the whatever, Podfree Music Network, PMF, PMN, yeah. So I'll do that. Hopefully I'll remember to tell them that I play that song in a podcast. Dark Proggy really didn't care for it. Something about it he didn't like, but I thought it was good enough. Better than a lot of other stuff I've heard. So, I'm going to do that. What else has been going on? This weekend, went to a movie on Sunday, Curious George. I give it 3 stars. My review is curious and funny and cute. Not a spectacular film, but for a kid's movie, it wasn't too bad. What else? I do any special TV watching? A little bit. Actually, I watched probably more TV today than I have in a while. Big rig behind me. Got more blinkers on that thing than knows what to do with. Went and got an air filter for the Acura last night. Got that replaced. $25 for an air filter. Doing an experiment. This tank full of gas, I'm going to keep her right around 65 going back and forth between Omaha and Lincoln, and we'll see if my gas mileage improves. I was getting about 22, 23 miles to the gallon. It's about what I got with the Buick. The Buick going slower, I actually got better gas mileage, so I don't know how this thing's geared or how it handles gas mileage. I was going 75, and I was getting about 22, 23. So I'm going to guess that it's about the same. I think this car weighs more than the Buick. I can't remember what it was, 31 or 3,500 pounds. Throw my lard ass in it. It's, a lot heavier. I don't know what the Buick is. I should look up the Buick. Buick's got a larger engine. It's got a 3.8. This one's got a 3.2. I don't know what the horsepowers are. I bet you they're probably pretty similar. I bet you this thing's around 150, 170 horsepower. I think the Buick's in that neighborhood, too. I don't think it's over 200 horsepower. Buick, though, is definitely geared a little bit it's higher or lower, just the way it's geared. It's not as zippy off the line as a Grand Am or Grand Prix might be with the same engine. Noticed that once with the Grand Am, I was snapping my head back listening to that, or driving one of those around Michigan one business trip. It does have a little bit better radio in this thing. It, I pick up one FM station. I can go all the way to the plant that I work at. And before, in the Buick, as soon as I got off the interstate, it would start cutting out. So it was about 5 miles difference. Going the other way, I don't know what the wattage is. I know it's really low. Maybe 10 watts. Of KZUM, I can pick them up all the way to the Platte River Bridge, and I bet you at night I could probably pick them up a lot closer to Omaha. Platte River Bridge is, 20 miles from Omaha, 13 or 14 miles from the exit that I need to take, so it's actually kind of nice to listen to some community radio, some blues. If you got a community radio station in your neighborhood, check it out, or check out Whole Wheat Radio. Same sort of flavor of music. Actually, KZUM has a little bit different programming. I mean, they've got polkas in the afternoon and stuff like that. But a lot of blues. Lincoln's a big blues town. Omaha's a big blues town, too. Omaha's kind of a sleeping giant as far as music is concerned, I think. They've got a lot of clubs at Indies and rockers play. Bright Eyes is from Omaha. He's some rich kid from the north side. But now he's some sort of emo. Is Wilco from Omaha? It might be. Kyle O'Reilly. Who else? Cursive. There's a slew of them on Saddle Creek Records. It's a shame that some of these Lincoln bands in the day, didn't get on or haven't got on to Saddle Creek Records. I know a lot of the Lincoln bands have been picked up by labels over in Europe, Germany, and the Netherlands and whatever. It's kind of a shame that they can't keep all that here, but, the internet and things like CD Baby and podcasting, I think the whole model's going to be changing here. lot of us see it changing before our eyes right now. So, you know, I'm glad that there are the resources out there today that weren't out there a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago. You know, I always remember that where I lived, there was basically a light rock station. Not even rock. Just kind of a bubbly bubblegum. Not even a bubblegum. Just a middle-of-the-road blah station. And then they had a rock station that you could actually call in and do requests and stuff like that. No R&B, no, you know, pop, you know, of the time. The rock station sometimes played some of the pop, but not a whole lot. Then that station, you know, focused on classic rock. Then it went to country. The other one basically kept its format. You know, I never seem to have a radio to pick up stations in Lincoln or Omaha. I mean, sometimes you could pick them up, sometimes you couldn't. Could pick them up. It was awfully staticky and stuff like that. So it's kind of a treat to get out of town. You could listen to a station that was a little bit different. You know, maybe a pop station. Sweet 98 was always a big thing. Being able to pick up Sweet 98, calling in Sweet 98, making requests or whatever. They were kind of the concert connection. You knew what was going on if you were listening to Sweet 98. Sweet 98 died. They're called, what are they even called now? I don't even know what they're called. They were like sugary powder pop. Now they're more of a little edgier format. But I think they call it modern rock. I don't know what happened there. It said I ran out of memory, but I shouldn't have because I still have quite a few megs left. So anyway, I was talking about radio stations and that. And, one of the big eye-openers was KZUM, the community station, the college station there. Yeah, they had some pop stations there and country stations. That was great. And then I moved. I did that for 3 years. And then I moved on to Hastings, which is probably 40, 50 miles from Kearney. And there I was back to, you know, basically three or four channels. That was it. One rock station, KQK. Why I think it was the pop station, and then a smattering of country stations and other stations not really interested in. So dealt with that for about 4 years, and then I moved back to Omaha, and you know what, I started listening to AM radio in Omaha. I've always been a big AM radio fan, but in Omaha, I started listening to K-Car. Became a big K-Car fan there in the early 2000s. And used to come into my kitchen, Steve Brown Show. A lot of great radio in the middle of the afternoon that I listened to. Couldn't listen to it at work, but, you know, coming to work and at lunchtime and stuff like that. So then I started doing this commute to Lincoln, and I basically quit listening to radio altogether. You know, podcasts and that started taking off about a year ago, and I had a Sony mini disc player, which was just awful. Awful, awful, awful on batteries, and awful, awful, awful on upload speeds, which reminds me, maybe I should try that out again with a USB 2 connection. Have my wife put her audiobooks on that. But that I spent most of my nights just trying to get the damn thing to upload. And didn't work. So then I broke down and bought a small MP3 player from Walmart. 256 meg. Using Doppler. This is Trucker Tom, Daily Source Code. Really, really what I liked listening to was Whole Wheat Radio's thing. They had a daily thing, a daily rant. Fortunately, about a month into my commuting, they decided to quit. They were going to come bring it back after the summer in, well, it's February now. It's been a few rants, but not anything that we, you know, can listen to regularly. But, you know, then I got to a point where I was saturated in podcasts and tried to listen to a whole bunch of different podcasts. And you know, I've mentioned it before on here, when Podshow started paying people to podcast, a lot of the quality went down. I quit listening to Don and Drew for instance, because I thought the quality went down and my interest level went down. I didn't really care anymore. It was an hour's worth of blabbering, you know, that didn't really have any content. Content was pretty low. And I thought there for a while Madge Weinstein's podcast was slipping, but I, you know, if I get it, I get it. If I don't get it, I don't get it. I haven't heard any podcasts lately from her in the last day or so. But yeah, I went through a thing there where I just didn't want to listen to it at all, and I probably spent about a week driving back and forth without anything on. I didn't want a podcast, didn't want to do anything, so. Anyway, now I've kind of, with the new computer and that, I've basically really horked up all of my feeds and the way I deal with feeds. Doppler crapped out on me. One of the files in Doppler, the XML files, got corrupted and whacked my feed. So now I'm using iTunes to download everything and upload everything, since I got to use it anyway to load the iPod. Oh yeah, I didn't go over that. I want an iPod. I want a little shuffle. 512 shuffle. I don't know, probably early, late summer. I don't remember exactly when, but that was kind of nice. So I use that. I actually kind of like it. It's not too big. It works. It's not too fancy. It works most of the time. Had some issues with it, but so it seems to correct itself. I'm kind of going through a renaissance of sorts with podcasts and podcasting. I'm listening to a few good shows. One of the shows that I've really, really like and really picked up on, and I believe they're only on an hour a day, is, well, I'm not even going to mention how I do it, but there's a feed out there for it if you're interested. Trying to track it down. But there's a show on Free FM that, of course, we don't get it here in Omaha or Lincoln. It's a Penn Jillette show out of Las Vegas. And I don't know what time. I think they do it at, what, 11 o'clock or something in the morning. But you can get a feed, and somebody actually produces a podcast out of it. I hope Free FM doesn't try and find him and close him down, because it's bringing their content to people that can't normally pick it up. They strip out all the hopefully that doesn't die. I really do enjoy listening to that. The guy's pretty funny. Usually got some pretty interesting guests. You know, not A-list guests, but, you know, they're interesting. Gilbert Godfrey, the Amazing Randy, sort of comedians. Not too bad of a show. I'd actually like to hear, I don't know, maybe 2 hours worth, but you know what? It might actually hurt them to go past 2 hours. 1 hour is probably about right for them. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm on the north side of the river here. Just went over the river. I always like this part of the drive because I can see some of the ducks and geese coming in to some of the marsh here. And I saw some, but I don't see any right now. Getting up to where it goes from 2 to 3 lanes, so that's always interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Go ahead and enjoy the song from Adama, I believe. I believe the song is called Rain by Adama. Have a good day, and hope to see you back soon.
I've tried so hard, using all of my energies. My latent powers are letting me down. Yeah, I stop at nothing, no. Something inside me keeps on pushing me to the level.